speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
What did the devil do to be cast out of heaven? There are a number of hints offered in the Scripture with regard to Satan, and also what we find as to what it is that he did. Satan and the angels, we understand that he is a fallen angel. According to what we would read in Job 38, verses 4 through verse 7, I believe that there's an indication there that angels were created before the earth and before mankind. But then also, as we think about his fall, what exactly did he do? I believe that there is a teaching, a lesson to be learned from Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 and following, wherein that we find Satan is in conversation with Eve. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 3 with his enticement concerning Eve to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, she has put up a stand with him to identify that God has given them specific instruction that they are not to eat of it. In verse 3 of Genesis chapter 3 says, "But of the tree, or of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." And then Satan responds. "Then the serpent answered the woman and said, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." To me, from the things that he says here, the devil, it seems to me as if he is trying to play God, that he wants to be above God. And in this, then, he wants to be like God, or, as I said here, to be above God. Hence, I think that we find a hint of jealousy with Satan. And therefore, maybe this helps us to understand why he took action against God. But then also, from what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6, concerning elders, those who are to be appointed as elders, selected to serve as shepherds in the body. In verse 6, there is instruction given that those who are a novice, those who are new converts, should not be put into that role or position. Why? Note what he says, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. So we learn that Satan was filled with pride. I believe he continues to be filled with pride. But then also from John chapter 8 and verse 44, we learn that Satan is identified as the father of lies. Well, what does it mean that he is the father of lies? It means that he gave birth to it. It means that it originated with him. And by all means, this can be taken back to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through verse 4, or 1 through verse 5. But then in like figure, it might have an implication even into the eternal realm, where that when he was created and he rebels against deity, against God, is that he is lying, and hence it leads to that rebellion. Some scholars suggest that. So what is it that led to his being cast out of heaven? He is a figure with jealousy towards God. He is filled with pride, and he is the father of lies. And I think that all three of those things are factors as to why he is cast out of heaven. But then also there are some stern warnings that apply to us in the same area as Christians. Jealousy is identified as a work of the flesh. And those who have jealousy in their life, that they will not be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. But then also, we understand that God opposes those who are filled with pride. Six things, J7, are an abomination to God. The book of Proverbs 6, verses 16 and following tell us. And topping that list is a heart that is filled with pride. That's from the Old Testament. In the New Testament, God opposes those who are filled with pride. He will have nothing to do with those individuals. But then, in like figure, the Scripture tells us that liars will be cast into the lake of fire, eternally lost, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8.